Good morning, everybody.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
It's so nice to be with you this weekend.
这个周末能够跟弟兄们在一起，实在是感觉很好。
I enjoy being here with you.
在这里和弟兄姊妹同在，让我非常的享受。
And the thing I enjoy the most is that I really sense the presence of God in your midst.
最大的享受乃是对神同在的真实感觉。
I've enjoyed sitting there and just singing with you and.I tell you, my heart has been warm.
当我坐在那里和弟兄姊妹一同唱诗赞美的时候，我的心是何等的火热。
And I'd like to praise the Lord for our brother and sister Sun, who has provided hospitality for us during this weekend.
要为着孙弟兄、孙姊妹他们在这个周末接待我，来感谢神。
It has been a warm hospitality.
这是一个非常温馨的接待。
And I'd like to express my thanks to the Lord for them.
我要向神为他们来感谢。
I never met our brother Godwin and sister Amy until this past summer in July at the WCCC conference.
直到过去的暑假西安特会的时候，我才认识我们的弟兄姊妹，就是孙弟兄、孙姊妹。
But I remember as my wife and I were sitting down to breakfast one morning,I just felt the Lord's presence in our midst.
是当有一天早晨我们坐在那里吃早餐的时候，我真是感觉主强烈的同在。
We didn't say so much to each other, but we just felt the Lord's presence.
我们彼此没有太多的讲话，但实在是感觉主的同在。
And I'm so happy to be here this morning.
今天早晨真是非常喜乐来到弟兄姊妹中间。
I appreciate Brother John here translating for us. We've been in one spirit and knitted together in one heart.
感谢金台弟兄和我一同服侍。我们是在同一个灵里，在同心合一里。
And I also enjoy all the lunches that we had with different ones of you.
我也非常的享受跟不同弟兄姊妹一同吃午餐。
I believe my wife could join me by saying,that our experience this weekend was a great blessing.
我想我的姊妹我的妻子会和我一起说这个周末的经历实在是我们极大的祝福。
Amen, Sister Barbara? She said amen.
In case you're in doubt. 姊妹说 amen.
Well, this morning we want to give the concluding message to the series.
今天早晨我们要为这一系列的信息做一个总结。
And we've been working from some graphics as you see on the wall in front of you.
我们过去所交通的就是在这个荧幕上所打出来的。
And we've been showing how in Christ Jesus is a very special realm.
我们交通到在基督耶稣里是一个何等的境界。
In Christ Jesus is a sphere of new life.
在基督耶稣里乃是在生命的新的范围里。
And we see this sphere of new life in four parts of the book of Romans.
我们看到这个生命的新范围乃是在罗马书里面有四个重点。
First of all, we see that justification is in Christ Jesus.
我们首先看到的就是称义乃是在基督耶稣里。
And this gives us a new position of life. Hallelujah.
这带给我们在生命里面一个新的地位。Hallelujah.
And then, number two, we saw our identification, with Christ, which is also in the sphere of new life.
第二点我们看见的就是与基督的认同也是在这新生命的范围里。
And our emphasis was that this identification in Christ Jesus gives us a new practice of life.
而我们所强调的在这个认同里给我们的就是生命的一个新的操练。
And thirdly, last night, we also saw our counteraction in Christ Jesus.
那么昨天晚上我们交通到第三点就是在基督耶稣里反制的能力。
I could have said, our sanctification in Christ Jesus.
我也可以说那就是我们的在基督里的成圣。
But I wanted to focus on one aspect of sanctification, and that is the counteraction of the Spirit of life.
我要强调的就是在我们的成圣里里面的重点就是生命圣灵的反制能力。
And this counteracting power in the spirit of life gives us a new power of life.
而这个在生命圣灵里的反制能力就给我们的生命一个新的能力。
And this morning now we want to see the integration in Christ Jesus.
那么今天早晨我们来看在基督里面整合的能力。
And I hope that the Lord will impress us that this integration in Christ Jesus will give us a new pursuit of life.
我们今天早晨来看见在基督里这个整合带给我们是生命的新追求。
As I was before the Lord the last two or three days, the Lord has given me one word that defines each one of these seven references concerning in Christ Jesus.
这两三天当我在主面前寻求的时候主给我几个字来代表这七个点。
There are seven references in the book of Romans that has this wonderful phrase in it,In Christ Jesus.
在罗马书里面有七处的经文提到在基督耶稣里。
And as a kind of review this morning, I'd like to go back over these to bring us up to date.
作为一个温习，我们把它这个跟弟兄姊妹再交通这七个点。
Now in the English language, I found a word, one word to define each one of these references, and this.And each word begins with the letter R.
在英文里头，我发现每一个点都有一个英文字来说明它，而它们都是用 R 开头的。
Now I know that this will not come across in the translation.
当然，这个在我们的翻译之后就不是这样的类似。
But I believe there's a number of you that know English well enough to appreciate that each one of these words begins with the letter R, and they're very meaningful.
但是对于懂英文的弟兄姊妹来说相信你会觉得这些用R开头的七个字是非常有意义的。
Well, let me have a show of hands. How many know English at least 50%?
有多少弟兄姊妹你至少英文懂一半的
Well, that's a good number. Can I see them again?
能不能再举一次
Yes, wave your hands.
挥挥手
That's good. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Sister Amy, you could lift your hand there. I think you know at least 50%.
Amy 姊妹可以举手，她绝对懂超过 50%.
And I'm very happy that Brother Godwin raised his hand up.
我很高兴孙弟兄举手了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Those who know English will appreciate these seven words.
那些懂英文的弟兄姊妹一定会非常欣赏这些字眼。
The first reference is Romans 3:24.
第一处的经文是罗马书三章二十四节。
And that reference shows our justification in Christ Jesus.
这个经节告诉我们在基督耶稣里的称义。
This justification in Christ Jesus shows the dynamic power of his resurrection life. That's the first R, resurrection.
而这个在基督耶稣里的称义所带给我们的乃是复活生命的大能。
I believe we were impressed how justification brought us into a new position, a positive position, so that we could experience life and enjoy life.
我们何等的惊奇发现这个在基督里的称义能够带给我们这新的地位新的享受。
Justification brings us into the right position so that we could enjoy his resurrection life.
这个称义把我们带进一个对的地位使得我们得以来享受耶稣基督复活的生命。
And we have seen that in this position we are surrounded by life, we are separated by life, we are secured by life, and we are richly supplied in life.
我们发现在这个新的地位里头我们乃是被生命所包围所分别所保全所供应。
Now we have heard many many times how justification is by his death.
我们听过多少次的讲论就是我们的称义乃是由于主的死。
And we cannot praise the Lord Jesus enough for justification by his death.
我们如果仅仅是把称义连于基督的死的话，我们对主的赞美没有办法足够。
Justification by his death has cancelled out our history of sin.
借着主的死，我们得以称义，的的确确是把罪和死除去了。
It has pardoned our sin so that we are rescued from the wrath of God.
他的确叫我们的罪得着赦免，把我们从神的愤怒中拯救出来。
And justification, by his death has reckoned us righteous before the eyes of God.
而这个称义的的确确让我们在神面前能够成为义的。
So how we thank the Lord Jesus for his justifying work.
我们要何等的感谢主为他这称义的工作。
And I should add, his justifying work by his death.
或者是说我们刚才所谈的这一部分是借着他的死带来的称义。
But there is also justification by his life.
另外还有一部分就是借着他的生我们得以称义。
This brings the truth concerning justification one step further.
这带进一个真理，就是我们的称义要比刚才这个更进一步。
Being justified in Christ Jesus means we were justified and put in union with the resurrected Christ.
这个部分就是说在基督耶稣里的称义把我们带进以复活基督的联合。
Justification, in his life has put us in a position where we are richly supplied by life.
这个在基督耶稣的生里面的称义把我们带进一个地位，使我们得到丰富生命的供应。
Oh, how I praise the Lord that justification by his death not only erased the negative side of sinful behavior.
我要何等的感谢主，因着他的死带给了称义，把我们所有一些负面的这些罪恶的东西都除去了。
But justification by his resurrection has put us in a very positive position where we can have access to a new sphere of life.
而我们要更说到这个在他复活生命的称义里，把我们带进以那个丰满活的生命的连接。
Now we have two points that is under the category of identification.
另外我们还有一个点就是认同。
The first reference is chapter 6 verse 11.
这个部分有两处参考的经文，第一处是6章11节，罗马6章11节。
Which shows how we are identified with Christ in his death, therefore we are dead to sin, and we are identified with Christ in his resurrection, therefore we are made alive unto God.
这节经文提到说，我们与基督的认同，在死的一面可以向罪死，在复活的一面可以叫我们向神活着。
And because we are identified with the crucified and resurrected Christ, we can walk in newness of life.
因着我们与定时间的基督的联合，同时又与复活基督的联合，叫我们能够一举一动有新生的样式。
So my statement concerning this reference is that the identification in Christ Jesus gives us the dynamic power of his renewing, reviving life.
所以关于刚才这处经文我要用的一句话就是说，它给予我们一个更新生命的大能。
The fact is that once we are born again, we are born crucified with Christ, and we are born resurrected with Christ.
那么这个事实就是说，当我们重生的时候，我们乃是重生出来与钉十字架的基督联合，同时与复活的基督也联合。
And baptism is a testimony that it is a fact that once we were born again, we were crucified with Christ, and we are resurrected with Christ.
而受浸就是要表明一个事实，我们乃是与被钉的基督联合了，也与复活的基督联合了。
Therefore, we have a dynamic power to walk in newness of life.
所以我们就得着了一个大能，以至于我们一举一动有新生的样式。
We must not simply hold this truth as a teaching and as a doctrine, but day after day in our daily living, we need to practice that I am crucified with Christ and that I am resurrected with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能把这个仅仅当作是一个教导、一个教义，乃是要我们每一天的生活中来操练与基督真实的同定与同复活。
And the more that I practice this wonderful identification truth with Christ, the more I am enabled to walk in newness of life.
当我更多操练在基督里这样的认同的时候，我就得着更多的能力，能够活出新生的样式来。
Position always precedes our life.
地位永远在我们生命之先。
And sometimes we are tempted, sometimes we are faced with great difficulty. This is the time to recognize.Our identification with Christ.
有时我们遇见强烈的试探，有时我们遇见极大的艰难，这就是我们来操练以主认同的好机会。
Then it would give us a victorious walk in Christ.
那将带给我们一个在基督里的得胜的行事为人。
I have read this statement and heard this statement on several occasions.
我曾经听过一句话，也读过这句话好多次。
And the statement is, it is not difficult to live the Christian life.
这句话是这样说的，要活出基督徒生命不是一件难事。
It is impossible.
是说那是不可能的。
How many think it's easy to live the Christian life?
有多少弟兄姊妹说要活出基督徒的生活是很容易的？
How many think it's not difficult to live the Christian life?
有多少人说是 not difficult?
Yeah, not difficult to live the Christian life.
有多少人认为说是要活出基督徒的生活不是太困难的？
I don't see a hand raised.
我没有看到任何弟兄姊妹举手。
How many think it's impossible?
有多少弟兄姊妹认为那是不可能的？
Yes, yes, you got a few brave souls. What about the rest of you?
我看到几个手举起来了。那么其他弟兄姊妹的意思是怎样呢？
Do you feel victorious and soaring in the heavenlies every day in your Christian life?
你是不是在你的基督徒生活中间每天都是得胜的，都是充满了喜乐的？
Well, this statement goes on to say, it is impossible because there's only one that can live the Christian life.And that's Christ himself.
那么这句话继续说，他说这是不可能活出的，因为只有一位能够活出这样的生活，那就是基督自己。
Only Christ can live the Christian life.
只有基督能够活出基督徒的生活来。
Can I hear some amens there?
有多少人说 amen 呢？
And can I hear some hallelujahs?
有多少人说 hallelujah?
Only Christ can live the overcoming life, the deeper life, the victorious life, the Christian, yes, even the normal Christian life.
只有基督能够活出那个得胜的、那个荣耀的基督徒生活来，而且是充满了生命的。
That's why this truth concerning our identification with Christ is so important.
这就是为什么与基督认同这个真理是对我们这样的重要。
Our identification with Christ or our union with Christ is not a teaching, not a doctrine.
我们与基督的认同、与基督的联合，不是一个教训，不是一个教义。
On one hand, it is an established fact, based on the Lord's work 2,000 years ago.
一方面来说，它是建立于主耶稣在2000年前所成就的事实。
And we enter into this wonderful truth when we were born again.
当我们重生的时候，我们却进入了这个奇妙的真理中。
But we need to practice our position.
但是我们需要操练我们的地位。
The more we practice our position in Christ, that we are identified with Christ, the more it will have an impact on our daily Christian life.
我们越多操练在基督里的地位，与基督的认同，那么就越多帮助我们基督徒过得胜的生活。
I have a real burden here. I don't feel like I had the utterance last night to get it out.
我还有个负担，就是昨天晚上有些话还没有说尽。
But shortly after I was saved in 1949, I became acquainted with this truth concerning our identification with Christ in His death and in His life.
当我1949年得救之后，我就开始注意到我与基督的认同。
I didn't achieve anything special at the beginning.
开始的时候我并没有达到任何的目的。
The principle of the Christian life is in the principle of growth.
基督徒生命的原则乃是一个成长的原则。
We start the Christian life as an infant.
我们从一个属灵的婴孩开始我们基督徒的生活。
And then we grow into being a Christian toddler with a lot of stumbling and tumbling.
然后我们渐渐的成长，就好像一个属灵的这个小幼儿一样，我们常常跌倒，常常摔伤。
More times we're down than we are up.
我们那时候可能是低沉的时候多，而高昂的时候少。
And then we continue our Christian life, as an adolescent.
我们就一直不断地在学习过基督徒生活。
And then eventually we become full-grown, mature, perfected in the Lord Jesus Christ.
最后我们达到一个长成丰满的、完全的一个基督的生命。
Don't be disappointed if you're not victorious all the time at the beginning of your Christian life.
如果你刚开始过基督徒生活的时候，没有常常的得胜，你不要感到失望。
Just apply the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from your sin each time you fail, and then claim your identification with Christ and continue your walk in the newness of life.
只要支取耶稣基督宝血的赦免，并且能够宣告我们与基督的认同，那么继续来走我们基督徒新生样式的道路。
Well, I have the temptation to linger here, but I must go on.
我好像有一点一直要留在这里再多谈一点，但是我们需要往前了。
There's a second reference under identification, that is chapter 6:23.
那么第二处关于认同的经文是在罗马六章二十三节。
There it says, the free gift of God is eternal life, guess where?In Christ Jesus.
这里讲到说，唯有神的恩赐乃是永生。那么在哪里呢？在我们的主基督耶稣里。
And what I have written out as a statement here, our identification in Christ Jesus shows us the dynamic power of His resourceful life.
那么我写的一句话就是说，那当我们在基督耶稣里与他认同的时候，赐给我们丰盛生命的大能。
We've seen his resurrection life, and his renewing life, and now his resourceful life.
我们已经看见他复活生命的大能，也看见更新生命的大能。现在我们又看到丰盛生命的大能。
If you read the previous verse or verses, you realize that eternal life is the resources to help us grow and be fruitful in a sanctified life.
我们如果往前读的时候，就发现说，这个在基督里面的认同，带给我们的乃是得着一个永流不绝的泉源的供应，使我们可以过基督徒生活。
Verse 22.Chapter 6, verse 22. But now having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your fruit, resulting in sanctification and the outcome eternal life.
六章二十二节说，但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
Well, praise the Lord, we don't have to earn eternal life.
我们赞美神，因为我们不需要这个自己努力去得着永生。
It has been given as a gift.
那乃是一个礼物，白白赐给我们的。
And this gift of eternal life is our wonderful resource upon which we can draw to help us live the Christian life.
而这个永生啊，这个生命呢，带到我们到一个泉源，我们不断的可以从那里吸取来过基督徒生活。
Now I want to go to the third point, the counteraction.
那么我要讲一下第三个点，就是反制。
The principle of counteraction is seen in three references, all in Romans chapter 8.
而这个关于反制方面的原则，参考经文都在罗马第八章里，有三处。
The first one is in verse 1, where it says, There is now, therefore, no condemnation in Christ Jesus. No condemnation in Christ Jesus.
第一处参考经文是八章一节，就是如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，特别提到是在基督耶稣里就不定罪。
Now this principle of counteraction in Christ Jesus shows the dynamic power of his restful life.
而这个在基督耶稣里的反制的原则所带给我们的乃是安息生命的大能。
In Christ Jesus, there is rest. There is no condemnation.
因为在基督耶稣里，我们所有的乃是安息，而没有定罪。
As long as we are abiding in Christ, living in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation.
只要我们一直住在基督里，只要我们一直与基督一同行走，我们就没有定罪。
Rather, it is a life of rest and peace.
而带给我们的呢是生命里面的安息和平安。
But sometimes we fail to continue to abide in the Lord.
可是有时候我们却无法持续的来住在基督里。
Sometimes we slip into ourselves.
我们有时候滑到我们自己里头去了。
Sometimes we stray after the flesh.
有时候我们偏行到肉体里面去了。
Sometimes we get into the world.
有时候我们又跑到世界里面去转。
Therefore we break our abiding in Christ.
以至于我们就把与基督的同住切断了。
But through the precious blood, we can claim his cleansing and forgiveness and be restored to the abiding in Christ Jesus.
可是借着他的宝血，我们可以得着洁净，并且再重新恢复与住在基督里的地位。
This term, no condemnation in Christ, really is somewhat positive.
这个在基督耶稣里不定罪有一部分实在是积极的。
Because condemnation indicates when we are not abiding in Christ.
因为定罪呢是因为当我们不住在基督里的时候。
Now, if you were here last night, I pointed out the difference between no condemnation, in Romans 5, which is more positional, and the no condemnation of Romans 8, which is more experiential.
昨天晚上如果在这里就有没有听过，我们讲到这个不定罪有两个方面，第一个在罗马第五章，那是比较在地位方面的不定罪，而罗马的第八章呢，还在经历方面的不定罪。
I think I could illustrate this.By my first car that I ever owned.
我想我会用我平生第一次拥有的那辆车来作为这说明。
In 1956, I bought a 1951 used Chevrolet.
我在1956年的时候买了一部1951年的雪佛兰的旧车。
It's the last car made that had a pulse in the middle of the windshield. a post in the middle of the windshield.
在那个在这个前面的挡风玻璃那边有一个柱子。
Amen.
裂缝。
Amen. How many remember those old 51 Chevrolets?
有多少人记得那个51年的那个雪佛兰的旧车？
I see a couple of hands in the audience.
我看到有几个弟兄姊妹举手。
Well, this 1951 Chevrolet was rather special.
这一辆1951年的雪佛兰的车是有点特别。
Because after I got into the car and I drove down the highway, all of a sudden something went chatter.
当我坐进车子开上高速公路，我发现这个车子就开始震动，开始摇摆。
I didn't know what the matter was.
我不知道到底发生什么事。
So I had to shift it down in gear and let it go again. And after I go a little ways, chatter.
然后我就转换一下这个档，然后又继续走，结果走一点点，它又开始又是震动起来。
Finally, I took it to the mechanic and discovered.That the third gear has slipped out of its gear and was causing this chatter.
那么我到了那个修理技工那里去，就发现说它的第三档呢，它已经走位了。
I bought this in Philadelphia, so I took it to the mechanic and got it repaired again, and they put another gear in. I don't know what they did to it, but it drove all right until one day.Chatter.
我就因为在费城买的时候带到那个修理的人那里去，他就帮我把那个离合器换了。那么但是开了一段时间之后，他又开始又抖起来了。
So I took it back to the mechanic and he repaired it again and he assured me that it's all okay.
我又带到那个修理的人那里去，他又帮我看一看，然后又好了。
Well, the next day I was taking off from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.Making my way across the country up into Alberta, Canada.
然后第二天我就开着这个车从宾州费城要往加拿大的 Alberta 省。
And after I passed through a couple states, chatter.
当我经过了几个州之后，车又开始又抖起来了。
The third gear slipped out of place.
那第三档又是走位了。
Well, I was very discouraged.
我感觉到很沮丧。
And so, finally,I had to hold third gear in place.
那么最后决定就是我用手把它扳住在那个第三档。
And finally, I got to my destination in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada.
然后最后我就到达了 Alberta 省我的目的地。
I took it to the shop and I explained the history, rather short history, with this 1951 Chevrolet.
然后我就又带到修理厂去告诉他们这个1951年雪佛兰车的一个短短的历史。
Well, anyway, this mechanic put a heavy duty spring to hold it in place.
那么这个修理的人呢就用一个强而有力的弹簧把那个第三档把它扣住。
And therefore it drove wonderfully.
那么此后这个车开起来就很顺了。
Now why do I tell you this story is because, I was driving this car with no condemnation and all of a sudden, condemnation.
我要告诉他这个故事的原因就是因为我原来我开这个车应该是不定罪的，然后后来为什么开始定罪起来了。
That's just like our Christian life, isn't it?
这是不是很像我们基督徒的生活呢？
Sometimes we can get up in the morning and have a wonderful time with the Lord, and then we're walking in the Lord, and everything's going smoothly until something happens. Condemnation.
有些时候我们早晨起来，哎呀，真是跟主有非常美好的交通，活得何等的快乐。可是走走走，我们忽然间遇见一件事情。定罪就来了。
Maybe you had words with your husband or wife, or with your brother or sister, or with your colleague.
也许你跟丈夫、跟妻子，或是跟你的兄弟姐妹，或是跟你的同事，有的争吵。
And all of a sudden, the chatter of condemnation.
忽然之间，这个定罪就走进来。
Am I speaking another language, or do you understand what I mean?
我讲的话你们听得懂吗？
Come on, let's have a raise of hands.
请大家举举手，听得懂的举举手。
Confession is good for the soul. I've had many experiences like this.
我自己有很多这样的经历。
So condemnation in the experience of the Christian life is a good thing because it indicates when we are no longer abiding in the Lord.
这个定罪的感觉对我们基督徒的生活是很重要的，因为它提醒我们，我们并没有住在基督里。
The second one under counteraction is verse 2, where it says that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free.
那么第二处关于反制的参考经文是罗马八章第二节，这里讲到是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我。
So the principle of counteraction in Christ Jesus gives us the dynamic power of a releasing life.
所以这个在基督耶稣里的反制这个原则呢，带给我们释放生命的大能。
It releases us from the power of sin and death.
它把我们从罪和死的权势里面释放出来。
And as long as we are in Christ Jesus, where there is the Spirit of life, then we are released, we are set free, we are liberated, we are emancipated from sin and death.
我们一直在基督耶稣里，也就是在生命圣灵里的时候，我们就得到了极大的释放和自由。
Praise the Lord for this counteracting principle of the Spirit of life. It's a higher power that overcomes the weaker power of sin and death.
我们要赞美主，因为这生命圣灵的律乃是一个更高的律和能力，它胜过那个比较弱、比较次等的死和罪的律。
Now there's a third reference in chapter 8 concerning the principle of counteraction.
那么还有第三处关于反制的参考经文，在罗马八章三十九节。
And I did not have time to go into this last night.
昨天晚上我没有时间谈到这个点。
So I'd like to briefly cover this point.
我要简单的把这个点谈一下。
Here we see the principle of counteraction in Christ Jesus that gives us a dynamic power of his romantic life.
这个点所要讲到的就是在基督耶稣里这个反制的原则呢，是给我们亲密生命的大能。
I've read a few books about the book of Romans, and some of those books call the book of Romans a story of a divine romance.
我读到几本书。Is it romance?
Romance.
Okay. 关于那个爱情方面的这个书籍。
And chapter 8 opens up with no condemnation, but it ends with no separation.
第八章里面从不定罪起头，而结束在不与他的爱隔绝。
In verse 1, no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And then verse 39, the last verse of the chapter, it says that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
罗马第八章从不定罪到了最后八章三十九节的时候说，没有任何事物可以叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
So here we find a verse that tells us that the love of God is in the sphere of Christ Jesus.
所以我们看见神的爱乃是在基督耶稣这个范围里。
When you are abiding in Christ Jesus, you are abiding in the divine love of God.
当你住在基督耶稣里的时候，你乃是住在神神圣的爱中。
When you are in fellowship with Christ in Christ Jesus, then you have an inseparable love.
当你在基督耶稣这个范围里与主有美好交通的时候，你乃得着了那个无法隔绝的爱。
That's why I call this the inseparable love that comes out of a romantic life.
所以我们说这个不能隔绝的爱乃是从那个亲密的生命产生的。
Now I have to tell you that our will is very weak.
我要告诉弟兄姊妹，我们的意志是很软弱的。
We need some kind of power, some kind of energy that will give us the strength to live the Christian life.
我们的意志软弱的缘故，所以我们需要一种的能力，一种的能量，使我们能够过正常基督徒生活。
You cannot live the Christian life, you cannot obey the will of God with our own self-effort.
我们无法靠自己的努力来过基督徒的生活，来讨神的欢喜。
And I have good news for you. There is an energy that we could tap into that would energize our will so that we could please Him.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹有个好消息，就是我们可以将我们的意志连于一个源头，好叫我们都着这样的力量来过基督徒生活。
And that energy, that power is the love of God.
而这个能力，这个能量乃是神的爱。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to contemplate more often about the wonderful, melting, fervent love of God that He has shown towards us in Christ Jesus.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们何等需要一直不断的来接近这个火热的永远不改变的神的大爱。
In my experience, I look for hymns that tells about the experiences of the saints who have touched the love of God.
我有多少的经历听见那些圣徒们他们真的摸到了神的大爱。
Oh, how it melts my heart.
这些都叫我的心这样子的。
Oh, how it strengthens my heart to follow him.
就使我的心有力量来跟从他。
And by his mercy, I have energy to do his will.
因着他的怜悯叫有能力来遵行他的旨意。
But I have to tell you that a romantic life has lots of problems and difficulties.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹，这亲密的生命有许多的问题难处。
I heard somebody laughed over here. That means they know what I'm talking about.
我看见有人在笑，就表示说他知道我在讲什么。
On the earthly plane, you know, we all have had our romances.
在这个地上有许多的罗曼史。
And some romances are very stormy.
但是有些的爱情故事呢，却是充满了风暴的。
And I think it is not far from the spiritual truth to say that a romance with Christ has its difficulties and its problems.
那我们在这个我们说我们与基督的这个爱情也是常常会遇见困难这可能离我们的属灵原则也不会太远。
In verse 35a, it says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
在35节那里说谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
And then it names some difficulties, some problems like tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword.
然后他就讲了好多种的难处，他说是患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿、赤身露体、危险、刀剑。
And then we find verse 37, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
但是37节这样说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
So we could overwhelmingly conquer all our problems, all our troubles, all our difficulties.
所以我们可以在所有一切的难处，所有的艰难中间都得胜有余。
It's very interesting that verse 36 says we are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
很有意思，在36节说呢，我们终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
That's God's estimate of us as his believing ones.
就是神对我们相信他的人的一个特别的安排。
I was in New Zealand, and New Zealand is a land full of sheep.
我曾经在纽西兰，而纽西兰呢，它这个整个地上充满了羊。
And I was a guest there, and my host took me to what they call the meat factory.
我在那里做客，然后主人呢就把我带到一个羊肉工厂去。
All the sheep are counted for the slaughter.
每一个羊呢，他们都是准备被杀的。
And you know, in God's reckoning or in God's accounting, once we became a believer, we became a sheep marked out for trouble.
当在神的计算里，当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们就是会遇见难处的。
When I saw this, I said, Lord, I praise you. You hid this from me when I got saved.
当我讲这个的时候，我说感谢神，当我得救的时候，你就让我遇见这个。
But nevertheless, it shows the amazing power of the love of Christ.
但是它是向我们显示了耶稣基督那惊人的大爱。
Verse 38 goes on to say, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God.
然后38-39节说，因为我深信无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
From verses 35-39 I itemized all the difficulties and I counted at least 17 problems。
从35-36节，我把它一样一样的编号，我算一算，大概有17个难处。
Oh, I'd like to ask the young people, which do you think is the number one problem in this list?
我要问年轻人说，在这个表里头，哪一个是你觉得最大的难处？
Do I have any takers?
有没有人愿意回答这个问题？
Which is the number one problem?Do you think? What is the number one, difficulty in this list of 17 items?
这17个不同的问题里面，哪一个是你认为最难的问题？
Did I catch you napping?
你是不是在打瞌睡啊？
It's a good thing once in a while I ask questions, to wake you up.
我偶尔问点问题，蛮好的，可以把你叫醒过来。
Where's Daniel? Your son Daniel, where is he?
Daniel 躲在哪里？
Oh, I see Connie over there. Can you give me, just guess, we're just having a little, relaxing time. I will not, give you an F, nor will I give you a D. If you just answer, I'll give you an A.
只要有答案都是 A.
You say separation is the greatest difficulty?
Connie 说是隔绝是最大的难处。
Well, I give you an A, but that's not what I have in mind.
虽然这不是我所想的，但是还是给你 A.
Anybody else?
还有其他弟兄姊妹吗？
Life, okay.
那是不是生命？
Most people don't name life as for at first, but I do agree with you. So I have to give you a triple A. what is your name, brother?
Dennis.
Oh, Dennis. Congratulations, Dennis.
给他是那个三个 A.
Wow, that is exactly what I have in mind.
这就是我所想的，就是生命。
The human daily life.
就是我们每天的生活。
A life that we have to live every day, 365 days of the year, and maybe, or for me, it's been 71 years now.
就是那个我们每天要过的生活，一年365天，天天要过。我今年已经过了71年了。
It has been the most difficult.
这是最困难的。
Because daily life has its burdens and its bitterness.
因为每天的生活里面充满了重担和痛苦。
Life has its disappointments and discouragements.
生活中也是满了叫人失望和灰心的事情。
Life, sometimes in daily life, we're confronted with all kinds of problems and troubles.
这个生活呢常常叫我们遇见了各样的难处困难。
Sometimes we experience a lot of pressures and stresses.
有时候我们遇见了压力，我们遇见了艰难。
And life has its fears and anxieties.
生活中也有惧怕也有焦虑。
And it has its trials.
也有试炼。
Life,Indeed, can be very frustrating.
生活呢，有时真的会叫人非常的感觉到沮丧。
Sometimes the problems mount so high, the magnitude of them is unbearable.
有时候这个难处积到一个地步呢，是无法背负的。
Have you ever passed through an unbearable burden?
你曾经经过一个无法背负的重担
？It sent you.Through a lot of agony and tears.
它带给你很多的痛苦和眼泪。
Well, here, life is mentioned in this list.
生活就是列在这里的这些点。
And I have to testify that it's by the counteractive power of the love of God that can help us to overwhelmingly overcome all things.
我要做见证说，那是因着基督耶稣这反制的大能，叫我们能够在这所有一切难处中间来得胜有余。
Life has a way to break us.
生活真的可能把我们打碎。
And yet somehow we can experience the inseparable love of God.
可是却叫我们能够经历那不能隔绝的神的爱。
So, that concludes chapter 8.
这就叫我们把第八章看了一下。
Now I want to touch on the integrating life, integration in Christ Jesus, which shows the dynamic power of a related life.
那么最后一个点我们讲到就是在基督耶稣里的整合带给我们一个连接生命的大能。
So thus far we have 7 R's, right?
那我们就有七个 R 开头的字。
Resurrection, renewing, resourceful, restful, releasing, romantic, and now related.
那这七个就是用中文说是复活、更新、丰盛、安息、释放、亲密和连接。
In Romans chapter 15,
在罗马书第十五章里
verse 17,
第十七节
is where this phrase in Christ Jesus is mentioned in this last section of the book of Romans.
就是在基督耶稣里这个词呢，最后一次在这本书提到。
And in this verse it says, Therefore in Christ Jesus I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God.
这里说，所以论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的。
We've covered many things pertaining to God.
我们谈到许多关于神的事。
If you look at my yellow or golden circle here on the wall, you can see some of those things pertaining to God.
你在这里看到我们那个金色的圆圈里面所包含的就是关于神的事。
You can see justification, identification, sanctification or counteraction, and now integration. These are the things pertaining to God.
你可以看到称义、认同、反制或者成圣，然后就是整合，这才是关于神的事情。
Now Paul says there's only one sphere.One realm where he could find things to boast about.
而保罗却说，只有一个范围，一个境界，是他可以用来夸耀的。
Paul says, I have found many things that pertains to God in Christ Jesus, and I could boast of them.
保罗说，我可以在基督耶稣里发现许多关于神的事，并且我可以拿这个来夸耀。
You know, if you are out of Christ Jesus, you can find many things to complain and murmur about pertaining to the things of man.
如果我们在基督耶稣之外，我们立刻就发现了许多的事，叫我们可以发怨言去争论。
That's why this circle, this golden circle, concerning a realm in Christ Jesus is so important to get us out of the realm of man and the things pertaining to man where we are so vulnerable to complain about and to bring us into another realm.
所以这个金色圆圈关于神的事是这么的宝贵，因为它可以把我们在把我们从那些属人的许多叫我们抱怨和难过的事物里面带回到基督耶稣里。
Well, praise the Lord for the realm in Christ Jesus.
我们真是要赞美主，为着这个在基督耶稣里这样的一个境界。
Now in the Romans 12 we see in verse 5, So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
罗马书十二章第五节说，我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
We are one body in Christ. What a statement.
我们在基督里成为一个身体，这是一个何等宝贵的话。
Only in this sphere of life can we be many members as one body in Christ.
只有在这个生命的范围里面，我们可以有许多肢体，可是却成功一个身体。
In verse 3, it says, For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think.But to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
十二章三节说，我凭着说是我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
So the members that are part of this body of Christ are not to think too highly of themselves.
所以所有属这个身体的每一个肢体都不应该看自己高过所当看的。
We all have to be reminded it's not about me.
我们必须被提醒说这不是关于我的。
It's not about me but it's about him.
乃是关于他的。
And it's about his wonderful purpose of having the body of Christ to express him on the earth.
乃是关于他一个荣耀的旨意，就是在地上有一个身体来彰显。
Oh, our brother chose this hymn this morning about God in heaven has a treasure, and this treasure is His Son Christ.
我们感谢主，今天早晨我们弟兄选了一首诗歌，就是我们的神在天上有一个宝贝，而这宝贝就是他的儿子。
But it also goes on to say that God on earth has a treasure. And that treasure is Christ revealed in his members.
而接着诗歌这样说，神在地上也有一宝贝，而这个宝贝就是基督能够借着他的身体上的肢体来彰显。
Oh, God in heaven has a treasure. Ah, the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ.God on earth also has a treasure, is Christ in each one of us as he is revealed in us.
我们的神在天上有一个宝贝，就是他的儿子耶稣基督自己，而在地上有一个宝贝，就是在我们每一个信主的人里头，那一个基督成为一个身体。
So here it shows that in Christ Jesus is the only place where members can be related to one another.
这里讲到说，只有在基督耶稣里，我们所有的肢体才能够彼此相连，成为一个身体。
It's almost impossible to be related to one another in our personalities.
照着我们的性格，我们几乎是不可能可以彼此相连的。
But the more we are in Christ, the more we enjoy Christ, the more we experience Christ, we can bridge a lot of difficulties and be related to one another.
可是当我们更多在基督里，更多的享受基督，经历基督之后，我们就可以更多的被联络成为一个身体。
There is a church life in the 60s that was a very enjoyable church life to me.
在60年代的时候，我曾经享受过一个非常美好的教会生活。
And it was wonderful, it was glorious. The experiences of Christ was there among the members.
那这样的生活真是非常的奇妙，非常的荣耀，因为我们基督徒们可以在一起来相连。
There was oneness, there was harmony, and oh how they loved to be with one another and to serve with one another.
在那里有合一，有和谐，有相爱。
That lasted for a few years until eventually something slipped away.
这样的情况维持了好几年之久，可是后来滑出去了。
In Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, it refers to the church in Ephesus losing or leaving their first love.
启示录二章第四节讲到说，以弗所的教会失去了他起初的爱。
Usually we refer that to us as individuals. We warn saints not to lose their first love, their best love for the Lord.
常常我们用这句话来指我们个人失去了对主那个起初最深最美的爱。
But I think it has a greater application to the church life.
可是在这里我们可以有更好的运用在我们整个教会的生活中。
The church should not lose their first love.
教会不当失去那起初的爱。
And the day came when I realized we no longer have the Lord's fresh and living love in our midst.
当我发现我们已经失去了主的那个最新鲜的最宝贵的爱的时候，
Hearts have grown cold and indifferent.
这个爱已经变冷了，变淡了。
People talk much about oneness, but it was only a mere pretense.
人谈到很多关于合一的事情，可是那好像是对着镜子来看影子。
The reality that was experienced in former years now was nothing but emptiness.
那过去多年的实际现在好像变成是虚空的虚假的。
So I was impressed, you know, that we need to hold fast the head in order to enjoy the newness and freshness of the Lord's life and love.
我们必须要紧紧的抓住才能够一直维持基督里面那个新鲜的永远是新的爱。
You know, in the church life, we are all diamonds in the rough, don't you agree?
在教会生活里
Diamonds in the rough
我们都是那个未曾琢磨过的很粗糙的宝石钻石
You know, look at each other and I think we agree Look at me I'm just
看看
a diamond in the rough
我们看看彼此我们都同意我们是一个还没被琢磨过的粗糙的钻石
And one day I read a statement from a wonderful Christian brother.
有一天我读到一个非常好的弟兄所写的一句话。
He says, it takes a diamond to cut a diamond and the dust of diamonds to polish a diamond.
他说需要用一个钻石来切割另外一个钻石而让这个钻石切割的碎来磨亮这个钻石本身。
And sometimes, you know, in the church life, there are certain remarks that said that it's somewhat cutting. Don't you agree?
所以我们当谈到教会生活的时候，我们会谈到好像这种
Well, just remember,
彼此相割的这种的痛。
Just remember, all the brothers and sisters are diamonds.
但是要记得，每一个弟兄姊妹都是钻石。
They are precious stones.
他们都是宝石。
But sometimes the Lord will use their sharp edges to work on my sharp edges.
但是有时候神就要用他们的 立角来切割我这边的啊这个立角。
And then he will use the dust to polish this diamond.
啊，他在用这个碎屑来使磨亮这个钻石。
How long does it take?
那么需要多长的时间呢？
Well, I think it will take probably a lifetime.
啊，我想那是一生之久。
Does that encourage you?
啊，这个对你是有激励的吗？
Well, be encouraged. Say amen.
如果你被激励的话，你说阿门。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主，赞美主。
Well, I have some slides, some pictures I'd like to show you.
我有一些幻灯片要让弟兄姊妹看一下。
After I left Seattle last July, having attended a wonderful conference, the WCCC, my wife and I drove down to Southern Oregon, where I used to be from, and we, one afternoon we had some spare time, and we went to a place about 20 miles from Crater Lake.
That's a long sentence, sorry. 就是夏天我们参加完西岸特会之后，我们开车回去的路上，我们就到我成长的南边的奥里冈州，然后我们就开车到了一个距离Crater Lake 这个湖20里的一个地方。
And there was a white spot in the road, just a restaurant and a gift shop, and there, that spot was called Union Creek.
后来我们就发现有一个地方有商店地点，那我们看到那个地方叫做那个河叫做联合河。
After I described what I saw, I was amazed they would call that Union Creek.
这个小溪呢叫做联合溪，我发现这个意思这个名字非常的奇特。
Of course, the creek refers to the beginnings of the Rogue River.
这个小溪呢它是从那个前面的一个河源流过来的。
So you could actually call it a Union River.
那么所以你就可以说它是一个联合的溪。
And as I drove there, I've been there a few times, but this time they had information posters set there. There were about 6 or 7 posters there.Explaining what had happened in that area.
以前我去过几多次，可是这次的不同就是他们有7个这个看板用来说明如何形成这个景观。
I was very excited.
我非常的兴奋。
I ran back to the gift shop and bought a camera.
我就到了那个礼品店去买了一个照相机。
You know, one of those cheap throwaways.
就是用完就丢的那种照相机。
So my pictures may not be very well.But I want to describe to you what I saw.
我这个图呢可能并没有那么美，可是我想要跟大家讲讲我所看见的。
First, you see the entrance to this area called Rogue Gorge.
第一个图就是看到说在入口的地方讲到这个叫若戈峡谷。
And there it says, on the wild and scenic Rogue River.
在这里是一个非常原始的而且是非常美丽的峡谷。
And then we come to another poster that says, Welcome to Rogue Gorge on the wild and scenic Rogue River.
在这里有一个另外一个图就说欢迎你来到若戈峡谷。在这个峡谷呢是坐落在一个非常原始可是非常美丽的若戈河上。
Can you read the words there?
你能够读到看见那个字吗？
Not too clear, right?
Okay. 不太清楚，对不对？
Okay, well, I happen to spend a lot of time with my magnifying glass as I was poring over these pictures, and I wrote out the words. I'll read the words to you.
但是我花了很多时间用我的放大镜把这些字都打下来了，所以我现在读给你听。
First of all, it talks about the views. The gorge is steep.The river is swift. Stay on the trail. A 1/4 mile paved loop trail from here will give you a close-up view of Rogue Gorge.
他说这个峡谷很陡峭，河流很湍急。 请你呢一直要走在这个小径上。那么大约有这些铺下来的路径呢有四分之一英里，那么从那里你可以有一个更靠近的点可以看整个若戈峡谷。
Interested in a longing height? Question mark. The trail to Natural Bridge passes through Union Creek Campgrounds, 1.5 miles downstream from Rogue Gorge.
他说这个小径呢，是可以通到那个一个Natch 自然桥，啊，它是会经过这个联合溪的露营营地。大概有沿着这个若戈峡谷往下走一英里半的地方。
Then the next picture talks about the chasm.
那么第二张图呢是讲到
Here it says the Rogue forms a chasm 500 feet long. The gorge narrows to 25 feet from the platform's edge to the opposite wall where it drops 45 feet to the river.
他说这个峡谷呢它有一个500英尺长的裂缝，这个峡谷它后面呢一直缩小到只有25英尺距离那个对面的那个墙壁，它呢一直往河床下降45英尺。
Probably the gorge is about 150-200 feet high.
所以这个峡谷大概有150到200英尺那么高。
Look down the river, enough water, 410,000 gallons flows beneath your feet each minute to fill an Olympic-sized pool with an average temperature of 44 degrees. Would you want to swim in it?
他说你从上往下看这个河流。你就发现说在那里呢有每分钟41万加仑的这个水流量，它可以这样的量呢就可以充满一个奥林匹克的标准游泳池，可是呢这个水温呢平均只有华氏44度，你想在那里面游泳吗？
The next picture I think gives us a photo of the gorge.
下一张图就看到我们这个峡谷的风景。
That's looking straight down at this boiling, bubbling water as it courses through the gorge.
我们是从有一个地方，那里有很热的水，我们从那里往下看。
Now the next photo slide shows shaping the gorge.
那么下一张图呢，是讲到说，使这个峡谷成型。
There it says the ancient Rogue River once flowed 650 feet below where you are now standing.
他说在那里有一个古老的河流叫若戈河，它在你的下方650英尺的地方流动。
Then its valley was filled by layer after layer of lava.
他说这个小山这个谷呢是由于一层又一层的岩浆所构成的。
The river had to pick a way to the sea.
他说这个河呢必须要为自己选择通往大海的道路。
The river begins 27 miles from here on the slope of Mazama, having to cut through the Mazama pumice upstream and is now carving into older basalt.
他说这个河啊从从这里呢走27英里，然后在这个马萨马山的这个斜坡，那么一直他要切过这个马萨马的这些碎石的这个河道，然后把这个旧的玄武岩把它切割进去。
I think the next picture gives us another view of this gorge.
下一张图就是另外一个风景。
Now I'd like to paint a picture of what I think happened.
我要来说这个所发生的事情。
Mount Mazama is a mountain where Crater Lake sits in the crater.
这个马萨马山就是那个 Crater Lake 所在的那个位置。
Thousands of years ago, Mount Mazama blew its top. And caused a lot of volcanic reaction in the whole area.
在几千年前，这个马萨马山呢，它有个火山爆发， 发生了许多的事情。
And then you see an enormous flow of lava.
那你就看到很多的岩浆在那里涌流。
I think this is a good picture. It shows God represented by the Rogue River because he's the river of water of life. And yet on the other hand, you see the hot lava representing all of Satan's activity to try to block the flow.
那我们一面看见这个若歌河好像神自己，因为那里在供应生命，而另外一个就是那个炎热的岩浆害人的，如同撒旦。
Eventually, the lava block the river as it is piled up layer after layer, so that the river could not get through.
那么后来这个岩浆就一层又一层的堆积起来，就把这个河流的通道堵住了。
It seems like the river was defeated.
好像看起来河被岩浆击败了。
But eventually, by the pressure of the river, and also finding fractures in this wall of lava, the river eventually penetrated the wall and broke through.
可是由于水的能力和这个岩石本身的裂缝，以至于河流终于能够穿过这些岩石流通了。
I think it's a wonderful picture of what God is doing.
这是神作为的一个非常美好的图画。
On one hand, in our lives individually as well as in the churches corporately, Satan's activity try to block this flow of life called the river of water of life.
好像在我们基督徒个人或者整个教会的生活里头，撒旦总是想办法要来阻断这个生命永留的道路。
But regardless what the enemy do, nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing can defeat the flow of God's river.
可是我们发现撒旦是完全的绝对的不可能来阻断神这个河流的涌流。
You think you got impossible areas in your own Christian life, the river will break through.
你如果发现你的生活中间有那个不可能克服的情况，可是你要知道这生命的河流一定要把它打通。
You think there's difficult areas in the church life, the river will break through.
你是不是发现在教会全体的生活中间有那个不能克服的难处，可是这生命的河流也要把它穿透。
Praise the Lord and hallelujah, nothing can defeat God.
赞美主，因为没有任何事物可以将神击败。 Hallelujah.
Then you have another picture that shows the lava tubes.
另外一个图就是岩浆隧道。
And you can sort of see the light area where the tubes are. You can see like a cavern or cave there. That's one of the tubes.
在那里你看到有一些好像是石洞的，那就是这个岩浆隧道。
And then going on to the next picture, you can see faintly some of the tubes there across the river on the other side.
在这张图上你还可以看到不同的这个隧道是在另外一边的。
And then I want to stop at the next picture.
那现在我要来看看下一张图。
It's called Nature's Rock Garden.
这讲到是自然的岩石花园。
And it says here at the outlet of the gorge, a tree must be like a rugged individual to survive the harsh conditions, that is, the lack of soil, hot and dry summers.
他说在这个峡谷的出口，那每一棵树都必须好像是一个很粗犷的个人，他才能够在这个艰难的环境中间来生存，因为这个环境里头既缺土壤，又炎热，又干旱。
The Douglas firs across the river by sending their roots deep into the fractured rock in search of water cling to the wall like climbers on a cliff.
然后他接着说，这个横过河流的杉树，他们会把根一直的往下延伸，穿过那些石缝，一直达到水源。他们攀附那个墙壁，如同人攀附岩石一样。
I think this is a wonderful picture concerning our individual Christian life.
这个图画很像是我们基督徒个人的一个图画。
Sometimes our lives lack the nourishing soil, and sometimes our circumstances are hot and dry.
好像我们基督徒有时候遇见那个属灵方面缺少土壤的养分供应，而且又遇见了炎热，又遇见了干旱。
Yet we need to send the roots of our spirit into the river of life.
我们必须把我们这个灵的根紧紧的往这个生命的河那边来延伸。
If we are born again, there is a river of life flowing in us, and we need to exercise our spirit to draw from that river.
如果我们真正是重生的基督徒，就有一个生命河在我们的里面，而我们的责任就是把根往这个河伸。
There's another picture of that scene as well.
另外还有一个图画。
And then we hurry on to the next one, and it's called the living stump. Now this is wonderful.
这个另外一个的标题叫做一个活的树墩子。这真是一个奇妙的事情。
Right behind us was a flat surface of lava flow away from the gorge wall. The trees live as a group rather than as individuals.
他说在这里就是我们沿江涌流的这个平台里面远离了这个峡谷的这个岩壁。那时候呢这些树他们是不是个别的 生存而是集体的活着。
This is a picture of the corporate body life, the church life.
这是一个教会团体生活的一个写照。
And it shows that the roots of these Douglas firs have grown together, providing each other with nutrients and water.
他说这些杉树的根呢，他们已经成集体的成长在一起，而且彼此来供应养分和水分。
And then you see a stump in the picture.
然后你就看到这里一个树墩子。
And it says, before the stump was cut, the roots of this tree have grafted onto those of the neighboring tree. Because of this, the stump continues to live.
他说呢，在这个树墩子被砍掉的之前呢，它的树的根事实上已经是深入到它的附近的每一棵树的根，而且是跟它们完全连接在一起。
I think I have a picture of this.
我想我有一个图画来表示这个。
There's a stump right there. You see bark growing over the top of the stump.
你在这里看到有一些树皮盖住了这个树墩子。
Now that stump to me is a picture of a victorious member in the body of Christ.
这个树墩子给我的一个图画就是那些在教会生活中间的每一个个人。
Although the tree was cut down, yet underneath the surface, its roots had reached to other roots and were connected with each other.
虽然树被砍断了，可是它的根却早已跟所有其他的树的根都连接在一起了。
And it drew on the life and the nutrients, and the water from other roots.
然后借着这样，它就从其他的树那里吸取养分和水分来供应这个墩子。
I think this is a wonderful picture of the body of Christ.
这是基督徒团体生活的一个非常美丽的图画。
May we be built up together with roots.
我们可不可以像这样子从根被连接在一起？
Our roots is our spirit.
我们的根就是我们的灵。
And in the Psalms it says deep calleth unto deep.
在诗篇里面他说深渊与深渊响应。
And there is something in my deep calling out unto your deep, and there's something in your deep calling out unto my deep.
就是在我里面的深渊向着你的里面的深渊有所回应，而同样的你的深渊也向着我的深渊来回应。
That is the roots in our spirit.
这就是我们灵里头的根。
And we could draw on the supply from one another.
我们就可以从彼此得着这些的供应。
Regardless of our circumstances, it may even be like this stump. Nevertheless, we can draw on support, on strength, on life from other roots.
无论我们个人现今的环境是怎样，也许就像这个树墩子，可是我们还是可以从其他的肢体得着供应。
May the Lord make this a living reality to us.
愿主使这个成为一个活的实际在我们中间。
I apologize, I've taken 10 minutes longer than I should have. Maybe I take 15 minutes longer than I should have. Please forgive me.
请原谅我，也许我用超过了15分钟的时间。
But let us pray.
但是让我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank thee that you have spoken to us this morning.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为今天早晨你向我们说了话。
We pray that the fragments of this word, like fragments of the bread, could nurture us.
我们感谢你，因为这些话语如同馨香之气，能够供应我们。
We pray that we may find life from the meeting this morning.
我们愿意在这里发现，从这个聚会中得着更多的生命。
We pray that you'll make our life in Christ Jesus so real, a daily reality.
我们求你让我们在基督里的生活生命能够每天成为一个实际。
Teach us always to live in this sphere of life.
让我们能够一直活在这个生命的范围中。
Lord, day after day, we want to be abiding in you. We want to be in living fellowship with you.
主啊，我们真深愿每一天住在你的里面，与你有亲密的交通。
We want to draw all our life and strength from you.
我们要从你那里得着所有生命需要的养分和水分。
And we pray that you bless every brother and sister here this morning.
我们祷告，求你祝福每一位在这里的弟兄姊妹们。
We pray they will go away encouraged and they would have been nurtured by your word.
我们求你让他们离开之后，继续得着激励，并且从你那里得着供应。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
我们是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.